India. India has approved the creation of a 29th state. Telangana will take in a significant part of the southern state of Andhra Pradesh and eventually include the IT hub of Hyderabad, which is often referred to as Cyberabad. That's once Andhra Pradesh has built a new state capital. Until then, they'll share the city. It hasn't been a clean split, though. There have been days of protests, there have been strikes, and Professor Amitabh Muttu joins us to discuss it, Director of the Australia-India Institute at the University of Melbourne. Professor Muttu, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Waleed. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Why create a new state?
The demand for Telangana is long-standing, but in general, I think there is an argument to be made for decentralization and devolution of power in smaller states. Australia, with its 22 million population, has six states and several territories. India, with a 1.2 billion population, has only 29 states now. Telangana, as a separate state, will have a population of 35 million, more than the population of Australia.
But why is it necessary to do that?
Because I think administratively it's working much better when you have smaller states. The experience of creating states like Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand is not uniformly the same, but what you can make one general argument that if there are smaller states, the chances that they are better governed, the chances that people will have a say in policy formulation are much greater than if you have large, humongous administrative provinces.
Well, I understand the theory, but at the same time, there are serious protests that have now started to arise as a result of that. What are their concerns?
I think their concerns are that Hyderabad, which is part of Telangana, has traditionally been part of Telangana. And remember that Andhra Pradesh was created by merging the Telugu-speaking provinces when one famous Andhra leader went on a hunger strike. But I think their principal concern is that Hyderabad, which is really the crown of that region, will eventually go to Telangana. It used to be the capital of the Nizam of Hyderabad, and that many of the mining resources of undivided Andhra Pradesh actually fall in Telangana. But the real story is that Rayalaseema and the coastal districts, which are now going to be Andhra Pradesh, were the ones which were more developed. They are the rice bowl of India. And Telangana, or what is going to be Telangana, comprises some of the most backward and least developed districts in India. So they really didn't prosper as a result of that merger. What is unique and interesting is that the first time you're actually moving on creating a state not based on a single language.
Well, yeah, and I can imagine there'd be some concerns with the way that would work. In a country as diverse as India, those language groups are important. But if beyond that, just the division of the land isn't equitable, so that one state ends up being clearly wealthier than another, doesn't that suggest that they got the border drawing completely wrong?
No, not really, because as I said, this is a merger. This happened. Telangana used to be the Nizam of Hyderabad state primarily, and what you have as the rest of Andhra Pradesh was part of the Madras presidency and part of other states. And they were unified in 1956, even though the State Reorganization Committee actually didn't agree or recommend it. What I think is important is for you to realize that I think what we need at the moment is a new State Reorganization Committee, which will actually look at all the states in India and take a more rational view on what are the best ways through geographical boundaries and reasons of administrative efficiency, what is the way in which you can carve out new states. I don't think any single principle, whether it's language or resources or a certain homogeneity of population, should be the governing principle. You have to have a new state reorganization committee. And that's a point being made by several of the more thoughtful Indian political commentators.
How's it going to work, sharing a city like Hyderabad in the meantime?
It's happened before. Chandigarh is the capital of both Punjab and Haryana, and they never could agree on a new capital for either state. In this case, they've actually given a 10-year period, and I think that's causing the greatest degree of angst within people who have known Hyderabad to be their home and who would probably now be part of Andhra Pradesh. But it's not difficult. It's just that you need the political imagination. I think what unfortunately has happened is that most people see this creation at this time as an act of political expediency because of the general election next year, rather than as something which has been well thought out. As I said, there's a rational case to be made for Telangana to be a separate state. It's just the timing suggests that it is electoral calculations, as we know from our experience even here, which seems to be ruling the roost rather than serious policy.
Well, doesn't it suggest a political miscalculation then? I mean, if this was done for political expediency, or at least that's the suspicion, the elections in March 2014, and now these protests have broken out, they must have misread the situation.
The interesting and rather cynical explanation for this is that the Congress Party, the ruling coalition, realizes that the people of Andhra Pradesh will probably not vote for it because there's a powerful regional leader in someone called Janak Jagan Reddy. So they're actually given up on Andhra Pradesh. So this is in some ways assuaging and appeasing the people in Telangana in a way to try and get their vote.
Is there an issue of moral hazard here? I ask it in the context of comments from the chief of Jammu and Kashmir, Omar Abdullah, who made the point that creating a new state sends a dangerous message because the idea is that you get rewarded just by agitating for 7 or 8 years and then you can get your separate state. And so other states might start agitating, or other movements within states might agitate to do the same.
Absolutely. I think that needs to be recognized. The timing and the way in which the decision has been made creates a moral hazard. It will create an incentive, a perverse incentive for other people to protest to create a new state. But that does not, in some ways, really undermine the substantive argument or the more rational argument for a separate Telangana. That's why I said I think the only way in which you can combat this moral hazard argument is by creating a new state reorganization committee, which will actually reflect, understand, and then recommend reorganization or creation of new states on a more rational criterion.
Fascinating stuff, Amitabh. Thank you so much for lending us your expertise tonight.
Thank you very much, Walid, for having me here.
Professor Amitabh Muttu, Director of the Australia-India Institute at the University of Melbourne.